What makes a good son or daughter? All of us, young and old, are children, sons and daughters, to our respective parents. It is but proper that each of us strives to give joy to our parents while they are still around to savor it. You're listening to the podcast version of God's Message Magazine, and today's topic is Making Our Parents Proud. For every achievement, good deed, or adorable trait that a parent sees in his child, he cannot help but exclaim with all pride, "That's my son," or "That's my daughter." Joy is written all over the faces of proud fathers and mothers as they behold the wonder that is their child. It's such a great feeling to be in the shoes of a proud parent. And even greater is the feeling of a child who sees that sparkle of joy and pride in the eyes of his parents. Not all children may become parents someday, but all of us, young and old, are children, sons and daughters, to our respective parents. It is but proper that each of us strives to give joy to our parents while they're still around to savor it. So what makes a good son or daughter? Let us take into account these biblical instructions. The first, be respectful. I quote Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, wherein it says, "Respect your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise added, so that all may go well with you, and you may live a long time in the land." One's respect for his parents, or the lack of it, is often manifested in the way he speaks to them. It goes without saying that a man who badmouths his father or mother and talks back boorishly at them is a disrespectful child. More than speaking politely to our parents, however, let us honor them by valuing their teachings and advice, respecting their decisions, and not doing things that will cause them shame or even displease them. Being a grown-up is never a valid reason for one to cut off his ties with his parents and have nothing to do with them anymore. Others may think it is old-fashioned for an adult to seek parental consent when getting married, but doing so is undeniably being polite, to say the least. On the other hand, one who despises his parents is worthy of nothing but condemnation. Matthew chapter 15, verse 4, and Revelation 21, 8 teaches that. And a second, be obedient. I quote Colossians 3:20, where it says, "Children, it is your Christian duty to obey your parents always, for that is what pleases God." That's Colossians 3:20 in the Good News Bible. So when a Christian youth obeys the good things that his father and mother tell him to do, he pleases not only his parents, but also, and more importantly, the Lord God. Young members of the Church of Christ should understand that being a true Christian involves more than just being active in going to worship services regularly. It is part of their duty as Christians to obey their parents in the Lord. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Or parents who teach them God's will. So let us not take our parents' counsel and corrections the wrong way. Instead, let us keep in our hearts and minds God's commandments that they pass on to us, and be guided by them, as recorded in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, as well as verse 1. In whatever you do, may it concern your studies or dealings with other people, always make sure that you break none of God's righteous laws and statutes. After all, to serve God and to obey His commandments is the whole duty of every human being, sons and daughters alike. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Number 3. Be responsible. I'll quote Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5. He who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. That's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5, New King James Version. Every sensible parent wants to see his children grow up to become successful and responsible individuals. It means a lot for parents to know that their son or daughter will not roam around begging for food when the time comes that they will live on their own or raise their own family. To do their part in preparing for their future, children should learn to value, not waste, the things their parents provide them with. They should study hard while they have the opportunity so that they can land a stable job someday. Responsible sons and daughters also take care of their parents, especially during their twilight years. They do this not only to return the favor to their parents, but also to follow God's will. And that's recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. And number 4, be upright. I quote, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and verse 7, New King James Version. If there's anything that can greatly grieve a parent's heart, it is seeing his child's life ruined because of drugs, bad companions, or any other wickedness. For this not to happen to any Christian youth, they should understand that free as they are to do everything their hearts desire, still they will be judged by God for what they do. And that's recorded in Ecclesiastes 11, verses 9 and 10. Youths ought to have reverence for God, for this will prevent them from falling into sin or any misdemeanor. They should also choose well the companions they associate themselves with and make sure that in enjoying their youth, they will not break any of God's commandments, but find joy in obeying them. I quote, "I find pleasure in obeying your commands, because I love them. I respect and love your commandments. I will meditate on your instructions." That's Psalm 119, verses 47 and 48, Good News Bible. And number 5, be prayerful. Quoting Psalm 71, it says, "O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from my childhood. O Lord, you are my refuge. Never let me be disgraced." Psalm 71, verses 5, as well as verse 1, New Living Translation. Much as they want to, parents cannot always be around to make things easy for their children. They too are human beings who can only do so much for their family as well as for themselves. In view of this, children of Iglesia Ni Cristo households should know whom to turn to for help during times of trouble. We should make praying to God an important part of our lives, for it is He who, above all, can give us what we need, wherever we are and whatever situation we are in. Christian parents will surely be appeased to know that their sons and daughters put their trust and confidence in God above all. And the day they will bid this world goodbye, they will rest assured that their children will be left in good hands, for God will take care of them, as recorded in Psalm 27, verse 10. So, how have you treated your parents? None of us are perfect, but we all have the chance to reform our wrong ways and become the good and loving sons and daughters that we ought to be to our parents and, above all, to God. If we do so, God will never forget us, His children. These are the tender words of our Almighty Father. I quote Isaiah 49, which reads, "So the Lord answers, can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child, I will never forget you," unquote. Isaiah 49, 15, Good News Bible. May all of us, sons and daughters in the Church of Christ, do everything we can to show our parents how much we love them while they are still with us. Let us accord them the honor and the respect that they so truly deserve. Remember that whenever we bring joy to our parents by being good sons and daughters to them, we also give glory to the one true God, our Father, who created us and called us to be His own. For more articles like these, get your copy of God's Message magazine from a member of the Church of Christ. You can also listen and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and on the INC Media mobile app. Thank you for listening. I'm Brother Bob Pauline. God bless.